As oil continues to hover around $40 a barrel, Alaska is confronting a new reality. If prices stay this low, the state's major North Slope producers might owe no production taxes at all in the coming years. With the state already struggling to close a $4 billion budget deficit, that's not an appealing prospect. Many lawmakers say they never understood how the tax system would work at such low prices, but industry says this was always part of the deal. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
In its simplest form, Alaska's current tax regime on the North Slope is a 35% net profits tax. Bear with me for a minute. That means the state takes 35% of the profit a company earns on any given barrel of oil. There are also a range of credits they can use to reduce that tax. And to protect the state, there's also a tax floor. This is to make sure Alaska still gets some revenue at lower prices. At that point, the state just takes a flat 4% of the value of a barrel of oil. And that's the world we've been in for the past year and a half. Here's Ken Alper, who directs the state tax division.
That 4% tax is our tax. We are in a minimum tax environment now for the foreseeable future.
But right now, we're at very, very low prices, under $40 a barrel. And at that point, the floor breaks. That's because at very low prices, even the big producers like ConocoPhillips, BP, and ExxonMobil start to lose money in Alaska. And so they can earn credits that dip below the floor, taking their taxes all the way down to essentially zero.
If the prices continue where they are, below $40 a barrel, in 2016, it's likely that all three of the major producers will be in an operating loss circumstance. They'll be losing money. Then beginning in 2017, they could use their credits to offset the floor and pay zero.
That's zero in production taxes. And let's be clear, the production tax isn't the only revenue the state gets from oil companies. The state still expects to take in about $1 billion a year from the oil industry, mostly in royalties. But in recent years, the production tax has been the major source of state revenue, bringing in more than $6 billion in 2012 alone. The Department of Revenue now forecasts it will drop to less than $16 million by 2018. And many lawmakers say they didn't see this coming, including House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Nikiski Republican.
I don't believe that we really talked a lot about what happens at low prices, because I don't believe anyone thought that we would be at $30 a barrel oil.
Governor Bill Walker has proposed what he calls hardening the floor, meaning making it impossible for companies to dip below that 4% minimum tax. He also wants to raise the floor to a 5% minimum. The House Resources Committee, the first to consider the bill, stripped out those provisions. And Kara Moriarty, president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, says the ability to take production taxes to zero was always part of the deal.
We don't see that as a loophole. We understood that would be allowed. I just don't think people thought prices would ever get that low. If they did, we're all in a world of hurt. And guess what? We are all in a world of hurt.
Moriarty points out that in order to dip below the minimum floor, companies have to be operating at a loss in Alaska.
We are not generating enough revenue every day to pay our daily bills because the price of oil is not covering the cost to transport or to produce a barrel of oil on the North Slope.
Hardening the floor could also hit smaller, newer companies that have yet to turn a profit in Alaska. Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, has been critical of the current tax system since it was first approved in 2013. He says the issue is larger than minimum tax or no minimum tax.
If we're in the $40 price range, high 30s and $40 price range for the next 12 to 18 months, we're going to cripple the Treasury for 5-6 years.
That's because whether or not the state hardens the floor, the credits don't go away. They're carried forward into future years. So if companies take major losses at low oil prices, they can use that to reduce their taxes for years to come. Stedman says the previous tax system, with all its faults, allowed the state to make up that money if oil bounced back, with higher taxes at higher prices. That's no longer true.
This downside exposure we have today is extremely dangerous. We can't afford $35 and $40 a barrel oil, because we can't recoup it on the upside to repair it.
Stedman says he hopes lawmakers can work with industry to find a different path forward. The legislature will be debating the oil tax credit bill over the next few weeks. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.